Now, this is an important clue, because in our first presentation, we primarily dealt with the experience of the 10 virgins. And one of the most important principles in that study was a passage from Review and Herald, October 17, 1895, where we were told that character is revealed by a crisis. And we're going to read that again, but now that we've thought about the idea that it's at the Sunday law that this is made manifest, we'll go back to that quote and listen for this and understand that Sister White is clearly identifying that this manifestation takes place at the Sunday law. Character is revealed by a crisis. When the earnest voice proclaimed at midnight, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go you out to meet him," the sleeping virgins roused from their slumbers, and it was seen who had made preparation for the event. Both parties were taken unaware, but one was prepared for the emergency, and the other was found without preparation. Character is revealed by circumstances. Emergencies bring out the true metal of character. Some sudden and unlooked for calamity, bereavement, or crisis, some unexpected sickness or anguish, something that brings the soul face to face with death will bring out the true inwardness of character. It will be made manifest whether or not there is any real faith in the promises of the Word of God. It will be made manifest whether or not the soul is sustained by grace, whether there is oil in the vessel with the lamp. This manifestation of Christ's character takes place in the clearest way at the Sunday law, when the church is purified. Testimonies, volume 5, page 453. "The wrath of man shall praise thee," says the psalmist. "The remainder of wrath shall thou restrain." God means that testing truth shall be brought to the front and become a subject of examination and discussion, even if it is through the contempt placed upon it. The minds of the people must be agitated. Every controversy, every reproach, every slander will be God's means of provoking inquiry and waking minds that would otherwise would slumber. Thus it has been in the past history of God's people. For refusing to worship the great golden image which Nebuchadnezzar had set up, the three Hebrews were cast into the fiery furnace. But God preserved his servants in the midst of the flames, and the attempt